This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, as I'm smiling, I have my friend who's smiling, the author of Jabbed and so much more. He's extraordinary. He's finally on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Brett Wilcox joins us now, and he was amazing this past weekend at the Your Health Freedom event put on by our friend Kristen Chevrier. Brett, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. How is it possible that is this your first time? This can't be the case.
This is my first time with you, Robert, yes.
Well, it's just that we've talked about you so much, your ears must have been burning for years before you got here.
I appreciate that. If someone's talking about me in a nice way, that's good for a change. I appreciate it. Where I live in my little teeny town of Sitka, Alaska, sometimes I feel like I'm the only one that's carrying the banner.
Yeah. Well, Sitka, Alaska, is that a little island? I apologize for my lack of Alaska knowledge in terms of the city that you're in, Sitka. Is it an inland city or is it just an island within or off the coast, a peninsula? What would you call Sitka?
So Sitka is on Baranof Island, which is a pretty good-sized island in southeast Alaska. We're about 90 miles south of Juneau, and geographically we're about halfway between Seattle and Anchorage. So, that's a big state. We're on this nice sized island with 9,000 people in Sitka, and it's virtually all uninhabited. It's this really steep mountainous terrain. It's just absolutely gorgeous. We have one of the highest concentrations of brown bears in the world, so that's always exciting to get out on the trail and wonder who you're going to meet around the next corner.
Right. Running into a brown bear. I don't think running into a black bear is any better or worse, or a grizzly, but seriously, how many people in Sitka get eaten every year on the trails?
In Sitka, I've heard of one or two contacts. I think someone got swatted off a bit several years ago. I don't recall any other actual contact in Sitka. We do hear all the time about news in Alaska, or maybe even southeast Alaska, where there are encounters. And there's some bad encounters, but you probably have a better chance of making it through a run in a good way than you might have making it through a downtown experience on a Friday night.
In L.A. especially. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Now,
yeah, well, definitely in the big cities.
People should know you are a runner. And, in fact, there's a website called runningthecountry.com. I'm going to bring it up for everybody to see right now. GMOs and vaccines are proof that poison profiteers are running the country. That's Brett. And, of course, he has been an activist, someone who doesn't just talk a good game or write a good game, because he writes amazingly, if you haven't read his book, Jabbed, but stepping it up and letting people know where he's at and taking a stand by this running, distance running thing you did, which was part of a mission that you set up that I imagine it's still ongoing. And the mission, as it was listed on the website, run the country to promote a GMO-free USA and world, plant-based diets and active lifestyles. And tell me about that experience and what that has led to.
Well, the experience started because of David, our 15-year-old son, We ran across country when we were 15, but the story started a couple of years earlier when we told him a story about a teenage girl, an 18-year-old who had run across the country, and he says, wow, I want to do that. And we just thought he was cute. We thought he would go away with it, but he kept on persisting with it. So we, Chris, my wife, and I finally sat down and says, David, do you have any idea what this means? And, of course, he didn't. But he thought he did, and we probably should have vetted that a little better. But we said, you think about this for the weekend, and if you're really, really sure you want to do this, then we're going to make it happen. He had no idea what that meant. But he came back after the weekend, and he says, yeah, we want to do this. So, you know, it took about 9 months to put it all together and for me to put my job, my wife to put her job, and get all the gear together and get the route arranged and figure out how to do some fundraising. And in that time period, I wrote a book called We're Monsanto, Feeding the World Lie After Lie. At that time, the focus was on GMOs and Roundup and glyphosate, and I was pretty fired up over that. And I wanted to have a mission when we ran across the country, so I had the book published in time to have that on hand when we ran. And we passed out GMO-free USA seed packets, and we actually arrived in St. Louis on the day of their March Against Monsanto. And David and I spoke at that March Against Monsanto and then continued on our way eastward.
Wow, timing was great. So you're a guy that not only gets things done, but gets things done in a timely fashion. You know, you have a target, a goal, and in fact, in your talk at the Your Health Freedom Conference was just wonderful to watch. I mean, you were really in your element. People were rolling on the aisles almost laughing at some of the things you were presenting. And as you said, very often people aren't talking so nicely about you to your face or behind your back because of your strong stance and belief of fundamental freedoms, agency, as well as, you know, specifically the freedom to say no to the jab or any jab. And in this context, what we've been going through with targeted gene or not so targeted gene therapy that they're calling vaccination. And yet this audience was just you had them eating out of your hand.
Well, I stepped up on the stage and the energy was already there. So I simply stepped into the energy that was there. And it was very easy to be natural and free and comfortable with my tribe. Because I feel like I really am living away from my tribe when I'm in Sitka. Sitka is pretty much run by the medicalocracy. And I was fired from my job in April of 2020 because I had been wrangling with management with this big healthcare organization. Ever since we went back from our run, they instituted a mandatory flu jab. And I said, I'm not going to get that. And I said, if you're going to fire me, you need to let me know because I'm just not going to get it. So they granted me a religious exemption, and we kind of coexisted in a not very great way. But when I wrote jabbed, that did not help. And then when they said I was going to have to wear the mask of shame while I was at work, and of course I'm healthier than anybody else there, really. And I was going to have to wear this mask of shame to let other people know that I was dirty. And I said, look, I'm not going to wear a mask to prevent other people from getting an illness that I don't have. And, of course, that's the same game book we're playing out of today where they practiced it with flu jab and with the mask clear back from 2014. So this is not anything new. I've been fighting this battle since then. And it was March 2020 when I wrote a blog about the PSYOP that was going on behind the scenes with COVID-19. And we didn't know as much then as we knew now, but we certainly knew that things were not adding up. Things did not look right. So I wrote about that. 2 weeks later, they fired me, something they'd been wanting to do for a long, long time. And I think they felt like they had a strong hand to do it and not have any legal repercussions. So that's how I became one of the first professionals in the COVID era to be fired. Because of my voice.
Wow. Now, did you find something else to do in Sitka, or are you out just chasing bears and getting pelts for everybody? I mean, what are you doing now?
I spent a year working on our house to get it on the market to sell so that we could move back to Utah to be near our grandkids. And now it looks like we're sticking around in Sitka for another year. Looks like the tourists might be coming back next year. And Chris – as a real good opportunity to do something really cool with the tourists. So we're going to give that a shot and see how that goes.
All right. Well, it's a big deal being up there in the winter. To survive it, you have to be really strong. And you are, as a runner and everything else you've done. By the way, the book, Jabbed, How the Vaccine Industry, Medical Establishment, and Government Stick It to You and Your Family, one of the best written, well-researched books on this issue that's been out. And there have been a number of books written on the subject. And Jabbed was one of the favorites of our dearly departed friend Chris Barr, not a doc as well. And he promoted it actively. And we, you know, continue to do so. Now, if you don't like to buy through Amazon, I'm sure that it's available elsewhere. Brett, is there a place where you could recommend people get the book Jabbed?
You can get it from Barnes & Noble as well.
Okay, so bn.com.
I'm sure you could order it. Yeah, you could order it at any bookstore as well, and I think it would ship directly from Skyhorse Publishing, I would think.
Yeah, Skyhorse has put out some good books, worked with some great authors. Brett, going forward here with what you've learned and some of what you presented this past weekend, not everybody obviously was able to attend the event. It was very well attended, though. I was very pleased to see like 500 people or so fit into that Christian Life Center there. But what would you want to message out to the rest of the world? Of course, this audience is somewhat aware because of the things we cover every day, but you have some unique perspectives and angles I think are worthy, absolutely are worthy of further dissemination and communication.
You know, I'm a licensed professional counselor, and my primary message with all of my clients is empowerment. And we live in a world that actively seeks to disempower us. When you're a little kid and you have heard 1,000 times throughout your younger years, ask your doctor, and only your doctor knows, those are very disempowering messages. And in fact, we have learned through COVID, more and more people are learning through COVID, that in fact our doctors don't know, and they're not allowed to know. And those that do know get sanctioned when they speak up and speak the truth about what's going on. So my message to everyone, like I said at the symposium, we need to banish from our personal lexicon the phrase, I'm not a doctor, but.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to replace that with, because I'm not a doctor. The fact that we're having, you and I having this conversation, a lot of that is because we're not doctors.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that. We can go to symposiums because we're not doctors. We can read all the research because we're not doctors. We can talk about the forbidden medications because we're not doctors. And the doctors who show up to those symposiums, they're not showing up because they're doctors. They're showing up in spite of the fact that they're doctors. So we need to get out of this thing that we've been indoctrinated into, this idea that we need to be perpetual children.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And that only our doctors know the truth, because that, more than ever, that is absolutely not true. Once they do know the truth, they get what I got, and many other doctors are getting, not that I'm a doctor, but many other people are getting, and that's getting fired.
Yeah.
So this is a crazy time. This is a time to stand up and claim our own power and our own knowledge and not be dependent on the experts who are just bought and paid for by the industry.
That's fantastic. The utilization of language the way you've just done it is brilliant, because it does address something. I'm not a doctor, but da-da-da-da, right? Preceding it, which is denigrating, self-denigrating. You're like, oh, well, I'm not of that exalted status, but I want you to listen to me anyway. Not a great place to start, a very disempowered place to start. And the other thing, and if I get it wrong, I just want to reiterate this because I think it's so beautiful what you did. Because I'm not a doctor, I can tell you that, da-da-da-da-da. You know, the energy of that completely shifts. Now, of course, we're talking about the captured term doctor, as opposed to the true origin of the word doctor, physician, which was teacher and healer. In that context, I think anybody can and should embrace their doctor, and I mean themselves as doctors.
Yes, The trouble is, we parents do natural doctoring with our kids. We don't need a Hippocratic oath. We don't need principles of ethics, you know, beneficence, non-maleficence, autonomy, and justice. We don't need all that to tell us how to be parents, because we do it naturally. We need to find doctors who treat our kids and treat us with as much respect as we treat our kids. We need to find doctors who, when they take our 3-year-old kid in their lap, they're there to do good for that child. They're not there saying, we're going to load you up with all these toxic injections because that's good for society. No parent in their right mind would ever think that way. But that's the way doctors have been trained to think. So we need to find doctors who do what we parents do naturally, and that's the...
I'm losing your audio there, Brett. I apologize. Double-check, Brett, if you don't mind, on your computer. Make sure every other browser and every other program software is turned off just in case. I don't know. It's like packet loss on the language there, Super D. Do you see you froze up? Usually that's more of an Internet connection thing, but it could be a computer is just demanding so much right now of audio and video.
We're having a, yeah, this is a rendezvous. Brett, hang on just a second here. Robert, he was still talking.
Yeah, he didn't know.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Brett?
Pausing for a moment. Hopefully the pause that refreshes. Because Brett's got
a
lot of...
He says you're frozen on his end, Robert.
Yeah, so have him drop, Brett, and reconnect. Yeah,
yeah, do me a favor. Go ahead and drop and just reconnect, and we'll get you connected back in. All right.
Good. All right. So that'll happen.
Anyway. That was weird. Yeah, because he was still talking. Could you still hear him?
No. It completely froze up going out to the rest of the world.
So you were talking, and then he was talking, and I could hear both of you talking and stuff. So
yeah, let's see if we got him back here. Just a sec, Brett. Let's see if I can hear you.
I hear you.
Yeah, much better. Now we are still getting a little packet loss on your audio for some reason, but
Robert, let me do this. Let me drop and see if it fixes things between the two of you guys.
Okay.
Because that does work sometimes.
All right, so we'll carry on, Brett. And I apologize, you probably didn't even notice that you froze up to me and the audience, but I don't want to lose any of your words. So pick up with your thought again, because you're just making more sense than should be allowed.
Yeah, it's time for parents to reclaim their kids, and we know that the government is moving in the opposite direction. The government is now saying that kids should be able to decide on their own to poison themselves. And we know that that's BS from the get-go, because it's not about the kids deciding on their own. It's about other people being able to make the decision for our kids, because our kids have no idea what would be the right thing or the wrong thing. They couldn't possibly understand all ramifications of these decisions. They couldn't even read the package inserts if they were available to read. Mm-hmm. So this idea that kids have autonomy, that's nonsense. It's really taking away the rights of the parent and giving the state to the state, which is insidious in a secular level and satanic in a religious level.
Yeah, and we know that the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, which is Luciferian, has taken over our governments at federal, state, and local levels through public health departments as well, in addition to the federal regulatory authority, so to speak, of FDA and CDC and NIH and FCC and FTC, all of that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Medical professionals take to court in New York's vaccine mandate. Christopher Ferrara discusses the constitutional concerns over the mandate on Fox's Is It Legal?
And they also have the belief that the state cannot compel someone who makes a risk-benefit assessment as to his or her own physical health to receive a vaccine. It's a violation of their conscience, and they hold that belief with a religious conviction as well. And this vaccine mandate overrides standard protections.
U.S. authorities moved some 2,000 people to other immigration processing stations on Friday from a Texas border town that has been overwhelmed by an influx of Haitian and other illegal immigrants, the Department of Homeland Security said on Saturday. Such transfers will continue in order to ensure that irregular migrants are swiftly taken into custody. This is USA Radio News. Outnumbered co-host Kayleigh McEnany joined Fox and Friends Weekend to discuss General Mark Milley's defending his calls to China.
The bigger allegation is the nuclear meeting. The fact that General Milley inserted himself into the chain of command and then said, let's circumvent the chain of command. All decision-making needs to run through me on our nuclear strikes. That's not how it works. That is not how it works. He is not in the chain of command, and he put himself there. And for that, he has absolutely no excuse.
The Biden administration ban on drones at the new epicenter of the border crisis may not be legal, according to Senate Republicans. The Federal Aviation Administration imposed on Thursday the no-fly zone for drones and other unmanned aircraft in Del Rio, Texas, where thousands of illegal immigrants have amassed. Senator John Kennedy said on Fox and Friends, I believe the reason that they're limiting drone usage is because they don't want the American public to know, and I think this is illegal. This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So you look at them basically adopting a religion in violation of the First Amendment to the Constitution. So this to me has always been about a religious war. Not that I like using warfare mentality or verbiage, but sometimes there's no other way to describe it. When they have basically said they own you and they own your children and they own their bodies and they get to do whatever they want to them, that to me is a very deep assault on our religious autonomy and bodily autonomy.
And we have to remember that not only are the regulatory agencies captured, the medical profession itself is captured, which means the medical professionals are captured. So when the medical professionals say, we're going to do the right thing by your kid, they are captured people themselves. If they step aside from the requirement to poison our kids, then they're ostracized, they're excommunicated from the church, mm-hmm. and they're out on the street flipping hamburgers. So the capture is complete and total in the system of care, if we can even use that word. And so now more than ever, we have to protect our kids, protect our families from public health, and more from doctors who used to be a separate entity from public health, but more and more they are being inducted into the the church of you call it again?
Pharmaceutical mysticism.
There you go.
Pharmaceutical mysticism. Basically, it's sorcery, sorcery.
Yes.
And
with the public health angle of it is that it's all got to be forced and we have no choice.
Well, and you're right. The doctors have become basically tools for the construct, and the construct is playing itself out through public health. Public health is a legal fiction based on a collectivist ideology that says you're not an individual. You're certainly not a divine spark of God, and therefore we own you, and whatever we say goes, you must do. Otherwise, we can proclaim you to be unclean, diseased, and a potential or attempted murderer because you breathed, you know, without a jab or without a mask covering your face in a satanic fashion.
Yeah, it's quite ironic when people get all up in arms about hate speech and how hate speech is evil and wrong. But when you think about the word anti-vaxxer, watch the venom, the vitriol start to flow from people who feel absolutely justified in hating these dirty people around them who actually are healthiest Americans. So it's mind-blowing because those of us who are lucky and raised the healthiest Americans know what we have and know how important it is to protect the health of these kids who have never been poisoned, and yet all the poisoned people around them perceive the poison-free people as unclean and dirty. It truly is a good versus or good Isaiah 5:20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil.
Yeah, we had some docs, as you know, that had joined us at the Your Health Freedom event, including Dr. Paul Thomas, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, both pediatricians. Dr. Jim Meehan was rocking it. But Dr. Thomas, of course, has published, peer-reviewed, published along with Brian Hooker and others, the data from thousands of patients, especially those children, which was shocking, not to you or me, but to the general public if they ever learned of it, that the least vaccinated, not vaccinated at all within a given pediatric population are the healthiest among us. The most vaccinated are the least healthy. And it went specifically into the manifestation of different chronic diseases. Do me a favor, Brett, if you can put your hand over the camera for a second and then take it away because it's pixelated, and that'll be the magic moment. I love this one because it's the opportunity where you get to do that and say, you're healed!
Did it work?
It worked. See? Look, you have that power.
That's great. If I'm more pixelated, then I'm less wrinkled, so maybe the pixelation's not bad.
You look like one of those blocks from, I don't know, what is that children's game where they manufacture worlds? I forget what that's called. Y'all probably
know.
Yeah,
Minecraft.
Minecraft, that's
Minecraft.
It. Yeah, we begin to look like Minecraft.
Well, we ran across the country for six months, and my son talked about his running, professional people running, and Minecraft. So that's the world I lived in for 6 months.
And how old, remind me, how old was he during that six-month run?
He was 15 at the time.
Okay, and now how old is he?
22, I think.
Wow.
7 years later, 22 now.
Right. My son's 21, and my daughter's 16. And, you know, I haven't been hiding this. They've never once had an antibiotic. They've never had a vaccine, or certainly not whatever the gene therapy is. And they are
right.
Without the chronic diseases that their dad, me, and their mom had because we were products of modern medicine. And we had to undo a lot of our own, you know, personal damage from drugs, vaccines, antibiotics galore, and you know, to be healthy enough to have children, and then to find out that in the span of one generation from chronically ill parents that worked on their health before but still had, you know, not full-on clean, you know, as far as where we were, to have children that were basically largely healthy and didn't suffer any of the chronic ailments that their parents had. How fast can we remedy this? How amazing is creation? That if we just clean up our act and remove the stuff that doesn't belong and give the body what it needs, how fast can things be corrected?
It's a beautiful thing to be awake in a time of mass hypnosis and mass psychosis is a beautiful thing. It's a heavy responsibility, but I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be on the other side. I wouldn't want to be one of those people begging for the vaccine Jesus, mm-hmm. which we now is by far the most lethal and most toxic vaccine in the history of the world.
Talk about that, because that brought up a lot of laughter and also some uncomfortable groans. The vaccine Jesus, because I remember seeing an image of what is that one in South America? Is it overlooking Brazil?
The Christus in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Is it real? Okay. And so, Brett, they superimposed, like, vaccines, the word vaccines or something like that, over Christ's, you know, image, overlooking Rio. I'm like, what? And you were talking about that,
they superimposed the words. They projected mm-hmm. with a big projector, vaccine saves, on the body and on the arms of Jesus. And when you have people of faith see that, it is a moment of horror because it's absolute blasphemy. You know, they're turning Jesus into the vaccine Jesus, saying that salvation comes through the vaccine. So last night I addressed the assembly meeting in Sitka, Alaska, talking about the vaccine Jesus, because that's really what it is. It's a form of idolatry, mm-hmm. and you know, the concept of Jesus being the Savior and freeing us from our sins and giving us life eternal, but the vaccine Jesus does just the opposite. It destroys our bodies, and by all, who knows exactly how it's going to play out. Some people say we've only got 3 to 5 years, and so anyway, bad stuff could be in the wings, and we certainly see it to a greater extent now than we have ever seen with any vaccine in the history of the world.
You know, I've said that the people of faith have been especially vulnerable to the, perhaps the imagery that they maybe weren't offended, and they thought, my gosh, this is amazing. Jesus has come to save us with vaccines, which is like not anywhere in recorded history, much less a Bible anywhere. But that's how they're rewriting it through what? You know, it's sorcery. Honestly, that's what it comes down to.
It's deeply troubling. It's deeply troubling. And here in Utah, you've got a national audience here, but here in Utah, we've got the LDS faith, and it's the predominant faith. And the LDS faith has been very about promoting vaccines and promoting masks, and it caused real big ruckus here and throughout the church because there are a lot of people that are awake to this. And now they're in a place of questioning, saying, what are we going to do with this? We've got the top church leadership recommending that we go out and get the vaccine, but we've investigated this, and we know the roots of this. We know the people that have created this thing and their criminal history. And so we know that this doesn't jive with our what true religion is and what true worship of God is. So it's got a lot of people really, really irritable with the whole situation, and people, you know, the people's religious journey is a personal journey, but a lot of people are struggling right now because of that dynamic here in Utah and the LDS faith and with other faiths as well.
Well, yeah,
I was going to add that
because every faith is dealing with something similar right now. We've seen the Jewish rabbis proselytizing for vaccines. We've seen some Jewish rabbis say, no, that's not the way either. So there's schisms everywhere. We see it in the Catholic Church big time with the Pope promoting the shots, and then people that follow the Catholic dogma that really don't believe abortion is righteous in any way, shape, or form and can be justified are pushing back on the church in that regard before the COVID jabs. So you're right, it is a very big test of faith for folks. And I always try to make a distinction between a 501c3 religious organization and its spiritual teaching and the humans involved in any path, because we're all fallible. We're all potentially, fallen from grace at any moment and got to get back up. So I ask people to look deep within to reconnect to the source of all sources, which is a concept of, I think in the LDS church, y'all call it personal revelation. Reach out and receive personal revelation. And I totally believe that is where we get our, let's say, our marching orders from God directly. And it may seem to create conflict, but I think the conflict is not abiding by what that which God and the Spirit is trying to direct us to do, not to harm others, to protect others, but not to violate their freedom or agency either in the process.
Yeah, this is a difficult time for people of faith because, as I said at the symposium, we've got people getting a double and triple whammy. They're getting it from the government. They're getting it from quote-unquote science, from the medical field, and then they're getting it from their church. And so there's a lot of authority-based systems that are imposing an external will on people. And a lot of people are saying, no, this just isn't jiving for me at all. So it's a difficult time.
Yeah, it is a challenge, but I think it potentially can strengthen people's faith because they're directed back to where the true word comes from directly. And you're not subject to interpretations by people that are fallible just because they're human. And again, I'm not picking on any one person. I'm just saying we're all potentially, you know, fallible at any given moment. But to get that direct experience, direct communication, strengthening that means that we are less likely to be manipulated by those that have nefarious schemes that sound even sometimes very spiritual.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Bell Show.
They're doing their best to take care of their patients clandestinely while they're covering their own butts, which is unfortunate, because if all the doctors came out the way the doctors did last weekend at the symposium, this thing would be over. It would have been done a long time ago.
You're right, but we can't wait for them. We're not encouraging you to wait for them. We're glad when they join us, absolutely. We'll embrace them and welcome them in and hug them, as I do. But we're not waiting. And that's the point. Now, adults tend to be the ones to screw it all up. The kids come in and they're just, you know, they've got intuition. They've got some basic concepts. Like you said, don't poison me. It doesn't make sense. I learned that early.
Yeah.
Yet, it's the parents. I got here. Lori is commenting in the chat room. She says, my daughter-in-law has bribed my grandson. If he doesn't cry or try to get away from a shot, she'll buy him a new toy. He's only six and just sits there and takes it. So where do kids learn to be obedient? We could say, well, it's from the authoritarian state, but no, it's from parents who are obedient and teaching their kids obedience to false authority. And that is, in this case, the pharmaceutical mystical church, as we talk about it here. And, you know, they may worship on Sunday or Saturday, whenever their day of worship is perceived to be, but the rest of the time they turn their kids and their own bodies over to this sorcery-type religion. And,
yeah, and believing that they're doing the will of God while they do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, as I've said over the years, it's not that I'm saying most doctors have nefarious schemes to hurt you. In fact, the vast majority of them actually are true believers in their religion, which is not Christianity, Judaism, or anything else. It's the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. They believe that this injection is mystical in its ability to protect you and any other one preceding it, completely devoid of logic and reality when we go back and look at the history of the vaccine program up to present and now gene therapy type things parading as vaccination.
And we see that playing out specifically with the COVID crime right now. If you've got somebody that's recovering from COVID, they say, now you need to get the COVID injection.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make any sense at all, because what they get with natural immunity is far better than anything any injection will ever give them. But they truly believe in the vaccine Jesus. It's the vaccine Jesus that provides protection. It's not natural immunity.
Well, it's a very powerful message, and you delivered it so well. And I'm glad you are on this show today delivering it so well as well. And I hope that this is not your last appearance, your first and last. That would be horrible. If that were the case, that you would join me again sometime with other opportunities of communication and, I guess, counseling, as you're a certified counselor, right, as you said.
Yes. Robert, I appreciate you. I am in my toddlership next to you. You've been doing this for decades, and I consider you a mentor. Truly, you know far, far more than I do. I'm very new to this. I only got into this in 2015 or 2016. But it was love of my kids and grandkids that prompted me to take it to this level. And when I grow up, I want to be as cool as you are.
Oh, dude, that's just embarrassing. Now, you went on the accelerated course, too. Believe me, the fact that you haven't been doing this for decades does not show. Because your deep dive into the knowledge of this scenario has allowed you to communicate to so many such important information. And now this is not, it's like, stop just complimenting each other. I know it's not the show about that, but I genuinely appreciate Brett and all that he does. And again, there's mutual appreciation there. And I'm grateful. And what I would ask all y'all to do, just like I do every day, I ask you, share the show. We don't have a PR agency. We don't have Big Pharma or Big Pharma money on our side telling everybody, just listen, watch us and program you into belief systems. Really trying to inspire you to do things that I have done or even greater. As Brett is doing in his passion and moving around the country as he does in the runningthecountry.com website, which, by the way, is there an email list that if people sign up, can they get emails from you, or is it just to send messages to you if they want through the website there?
I am a terrible marketer. I have yet to get the email list hooked up. So, there's not an email list there, but you can go there and read what I've got, and you can see my email address there if you'd like to email me, and I'd be happy to correspond with anybody regarding any questions or concerns you might have.
Yeah, there's a contact page. You just click on the contact. I'm going to just show everybody at Running the Country, runningthecountry.com. And boy, oh boy, if you're new to Brett, you've got a lot of cool stuff to read about, learn about. A man of great passion and integrity who actually takes what he says seriously and puts it into action to inspire others to do the same or better, which is, again, why I appreciate you so much. And Brett, I'm glad that you're here. Hopefully we can connect again soon, and I know we'll be staying in touch now. I got your number. You can't hide.
All right. Let's do it. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Brett Wilcox, runningthecountry.com, the author of the book Jabbed, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.